The Army brought its top brass to Washington this week for the annual Association of the U.S. Army Expo. Among the dignitaries, an unusual recipient of the Medal of Honor. It's typically given to service members within 3 years of their heroics in battle. In the case of 80-year-old retired Special Forces member Benny Adkins, it took nearly five decades. Adkins tells Emily Kopp how he learned he would receive the nation's highest military award.
June 11th this year, the President of the United States called me personally and said he had approved the Medal of Honor for me based upon the recommendation of the Secretary of Defense.
What went through your mind at that time? Did you have any inkling that this would ever happen?
No, I knew that it was in the process, but I did not see it was in the process 48 years before, and it did not happen. But I was amazed that it did happen in this time frame. And my understanding, the reason it happened was there were some additional statements of eyewitnesses presented.
Because usually people are awarded the Medal of Honor, if they are, of course, within just a few years. Can you explain why it took so long in your situation?
Well, there's always, even though I was recommended for the Medal of Honor, it doesn't always mean that you deserve it. So, number one, the possibility I was not deserving. Number two is that there was some other ideas, and one was intra-service jealousy. In that particular battle, there was an Air Force pilot that received the Medal of Honor for his action, which he deserved. In other words, an aircraft was shot down. He crash landed on our strip in the battle. He come in with another aircraft, landed, picked up the down pilot, and departed. And I understand there was 20-something holes in his aircraft when he departed. So this was the one, the inter-service, and I have no. He deserved the Medal of Honor, so he should receive it. Another is that at this period of time, all of the Medal of Honors in Vietnam had been awarded to the U.S. Army Special Forces, and they wanted some to go to the other units.
Tell me what you remember now of the battle for which you received this Medal of Honor.
Well, it was a horrible battle for 38 hours of constant battle by a larger, superior North Vietnamese Army. And what I remember more than anything else about the battle is that the valor displayed by all of the other 16 Americans that were there.
And you accept the award on their behalf. You've said as much.
Absolutely. I'm just a holder of this for the other 16, with a special emphasis for the five that paid their ultimate price.
This is certainly late recognition, and it comes to you as well late in life. How has it changed your life? And is there anything that you feel that because you have this national platform, you're able to do now?
Yes, I feel like now that possibility, number one, I can encourage our current military to become more professional. Number two, I feel like that with this now I can portray to the civilian that to support the military more. And so, because they were, the military is a profession where, number one, you can't quit when you want to, and with that in mind, they were putting their life on the line. And I know of very few other professions that requires a person to place their life on the line. And we in the military knew this and accepted this as a fact, and I'd like to see that the rest of our country support this for our great country. Yes.
Tell me more about how you are and how you want to encourage those in the Army to become more professional, and what exactly does professional mean to you in the first place?
Professional means to me is, number one, that the military is a profession and not just a job. Number two on this is that we should have to become more proficient. They not only have to not only get the formal and the informal training to become more proficient, but they must acknowledge and have an attitude that this is what they need to become more proficient.
We're speaking with retired Army Command Sergeant Major Benny Atkins. He recently received the Medal of Honor for actions 48 years ago in Vietnam. And you are at the Army's AUSA annual meeting and expo here in Washington. And now you have a lot more opportunities to meet with soldiers and veterans. What sort of questions are you fielding from them?
Number one, you know, what it feels like to be a recipient of the Medal of Honor. And that's a major question that I'm getting at this early stage, yes.
What do you tell them?
Humble, and that I wear it for someone else. I'm just holding it.
And what is your advice? Do you pass on any advice when you meet with them, either about being in the military or becoming a veteran?
Number one, if they're military, my best advice to them when they're military is, number one, become as proficient in their profession as they can, and then when they're downrange, keep their head down.
A lot of attention is being placed on this generation of military members, those that served post 9/11. But there's still a lot of you from the Vietnam War who need services from the Veterans Affairs Department or need other services and support. What do you feel as a member of that generation, your generation of veterans most need?
Probably I would think the support that we did not receive from the civilian population of this country. And I think that is super important even now to some of the older Vietnam veterans.